I am your host, William Grant. I have been running a solar company here in Peoria for 6 years, and we have helped thousands of people go solar. I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
My name is Austin Baer. I'm your co-host here at the Solar Power Hour. I'm your local solar consultant here from Peoria. I've been in this industry for going on about 5 years. I've had the pleasure of helping a little over 400 families go solar here in the local community.
Welcome to the 11th episode of the Solar Power Hour. We're going to be covering a lot of very interesting things today. And to be fair, this is our third time recording this episode. We've had some technical difficulties, so we're hoping this one gets out to your ears.
Third time is, in fact, a charm, especially when it comes to recording podcast episodes. But thank you for being patient with us and enduring. But again, the information is ever-changing, and so we're here to enlighten and bring the good news to you guys. So again, welcome to the 11th installment of the Solar Power Hour.
Yep. Today we're going to be talking about tariffs, batteries, and what it looks like to be a solar consultant here at Sun Collector. So Austin, I'm going to let you kick us off because you got more energy than I do today.
Man, don't I. So, I mean, you can't really turn on the news nowadays without seeing this, that, and the other about tariffs and, you know, the impact that it's having. And, you know, it's a lot of give and take. And there's the good, the bad, and the ugly with this. And obviously, we don't have a crystal ball or, you know, a magic eight ball that tells us what the future entails. But obviously, these tariffs are going to have an impact on us one way or another. And again, you know, with, you know, same aspect of our podcast, the news is ever changing. And so it is on a week by week basis, it seems like at this point. I do feel like the dust has settled pretty drastically, I would say, at least over the last month or so, give or take, maybe even 2 months. But, you know, there's been a lot of talks on tariffs in regards to, you know, a China and how that's leveling out in our industry, but then more importantly, what it impacts on our industry, specifically with solar. And, you know, right now, and I would say, you know, perks of having a little bit of foresight here is, you know, the price of equipment is obviously going to be impacted by this. And so what we're looking at right now versus, you know, possibly in, you know, 6 months, a year down the road, after all these things have kind of landed and settled, there's going to be a discrepancy there between the numbers that we're able to show people. And I do feel like that that's something to be ahead of rather than reacting to. And obviously, again, we don't really know what that looks like until the dust settles officially on that. But that is something that I think that we're a little bit more ahead of the curve on. And so in terms of equipment and just where we're standing with that, I do like to, I mean, again, kind of going through your vision there, but we are ahead of that in terms of, you know, batteries, panels, inverters, all that jazz. I mean, it's a ripple effect. It's not just one part of the industry that gets affected by this, but anyone that's, you know, sitting at your table telling you that they're just using 100% US made panel, there's a huge fallacy there. And, you know, it's same thing with your phones, your TVs, or, you know, most of the electronics that we use, they're comprised of, you know, components that are put from all over the world. And so it's not just a one size fits all whenever it comes to, you know, US manufacturing. We do definitely have other components with our systems. And so, you know, it's one of those things that we'll kind of see what it's looking like. Obviously, there's some news out there saying that there's some pretty scary numbers out there, but nothing's necessarily official yet. And it's a lot easier said than done. But as of right now, I mean, we're ahead of it. I think that we'll be more than okay. But it's one of those things that, if, again, always the reason to do this yesterday as opposed to in 6 months.
Absolutely. And I think it just speaks to the instability of markets in general, and how quickly things can go awry. And with your, you know, your home and your power, you want consistency. You want a consistent price for that power. Same thing with the power companies, right? So you got the data centers that are going online. You have all these things that are costing and all these electronic components. Even though we have a 90-day pause right now on some of these tariffs, it doesn't really matter because the instability has already affected the supply chain. You know, when you have 30% increases and the ports shut down and imports slow down, then the, you know, supply and demand thing for the economics starts to come into play. So the demand's now high and the supply is low. So then they start charging you, even though there's not tariffs on it, because it becomes like a bidding war with these distributors. And like Austin said, luckily we saw what was happening and we got ahead of it, got a bunch of stuff that was stateside already to keep our clients' costs down and to keep our overhead down. And at the end of the day, you know, we'll weather this storm. It reminds me a lot of what happened in COVID with the supply chain.
I was just about to
say,
this is not our first rodeo with this. And I was going to say that, you know, we haven't had necessarily this exact situation, but it is very reminiscent of what we've already endured, you know, give or take 4 or 5 years ago. And it's, I wish I could say it was our first time going through something like this, but here we are again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the biggest things that affects the average consumer, especially in the power side of things, is when you have tariffs like these, even though there's a pause or the supply chain, whatever makes the cost of goods go up by any percentage that's locked in, the power company with all these big solar fields they're putting up is going to pay that locked in cost, right? So they're going to pay that extra cost. And then you're going to end up in turn paying the power company for that. So I wouldn't be surprised if next year, you know, we've already almost doubled our rate increase for this last year compared to the previous year. I would imagine it's going to be a lot higher than even it was this year. And it was kind of unprecedented how much the rate increase was for this year. Mm-hmm. All across the board, I think it was like $330 million from the Ameren side of things. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be a lot more than that, just because of the instability in the market and power rates and all these other things. So just something to watch out for and something to think about. At the end of the day, what we do, you're locking in your price. Whatever that monthly payment is what you're going to pay. Can't promise you're going to do 100% of your power, but it'll get you very close and it'll give you some stability in an unstable world.
Talking about an unstable world, you know, again, I will keep referencing the news, but, you know, any social media outlet that's worth their weight is definitely covering, you know, on a global scale. You know, Spain just went without power on a, you know, for quite a few days, or I would say, I think it was at least 2 days, 48-hour period, which had a very, very, I mean, I would say it was not a positive impact by all means, just in terms of, you know, the regression it put society in. And, you know, it wasn't just a sector, it was the entire country, to my understanding. And then on top of that, again, one of our colleagues was just in Puerto Rico with his family. And, you know, Puerto Rico was pretty much without power for the better part of an entire week. And so, and that's not even, I mean, that's global. You have all the storms that have been occurring and coming through the U.S. as well, and the impact that that's had on our grid. And, you know, there's entire communities that have been without power here recently. And so it doesn't matter how close or far you want to look, but the idea of us being dependent to some degree on our electricity has never been more serious. And so, I mean, obviously we'll kind of touch on this further on whenever we get deeper into the battery side of the discussion, but I would always argue, or, you know, just at least stress that if there ever was a more important time to have control or that independence, it's now. And again, it's, you know, I don't think people take it as seriously because it doesn't have a direct impact on them on today's life, but that doesn't mean that next week or next month it can't be here. And so it's one of those things that it's always the idea of being proactive versus reactive, and you can't really plan for the future, you know, with 100% certainty. Again, no one has a crystal ball, but the idea that, you know, we now offer a solution to that with batteries, the power being generated by a small solar system or, you know, an appropriate sized array, that's so crucial right now. And I'm actually very excited to kind of talk about, you know, once we get into the battery side of just mm-hmm. the discussion a little bit further, just about what, you know, homeowners and consumers can look forward to, because again, the market has been changing, but a lot in the positive direction right now.
Absolutely. I heard an interesting story recently about Asheville, North Carolina, when that hurricane came through. Mm. There was a guy out there that had a couple batteries set up. He had Starlink and he had some other kind of like survival-esque, apocalyptic-ass setup.
He was prepared.
He was super prepared. And then ended up being that people were going to his house to make phone calls, to call loved ones, let them know they were okay. Red Cross was using it as a hub so that they could communicate as well as have power for their, you know, their equipment. And that's the beautiful thing about batteries. And, you know, as we get deeper into this, we're talking about the return on investment on those batteries and the net costs and things. But the idea is that if you're just, you know, paying around what you're already paying for Ameren, you get backup power, reassurance, and you're offsetting your power costs, then it's a win-win-win across the board. It's just taking that leap of faith and making sure that it's a good fit for you and your family with the numbers. And it all comes down to numbers.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we've been progressing through this year and having more installations go in, I'm really excited to see the batteries as they keep getting installed. They're very cool. They're sleek. They have a very nice aesthetic to them. But then everyone's excited to have this installed mm-hmm. with their house. And I mean, we are in the industry of giving people peace of mind, and that's a very unique thing to be able to offer people. But you know, if you work from home or if you've got kids that come home from school and you guys weather the storm, I mean, the idea is that at any point in time, you know, if the grid goes down, it's not going to make life any more practical. And so, you know, even the installation we were doing yesterday, it was cool to hear our electricians just talking about, because the wife works from home, and the description of, hey, you know, if the grid were to go down, you wouldn't even notice it. And she was ecstatic to hear that. Mm-hmm. And so again, it's very cool. We're doing it well, we're doing it right. And, you know, the customers they're very happy with what they're getting. And I guess just to kind of segue, because we're talking about coming down to the numbers, I guess it'd be mm-hmm. a fair thing to talk about, you know, with the batteries and whether the state incentive as well, but there's kind of some new news on the incentive level of things. So I'll kind of let you segue into that.
Yeah, for sure. There's a couple different things with the batteries. There's a smart inverter rebate, and then there's another incentive for the batteries on the Ameren side. Both these rebates come from Ameren. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, the battery cost can be upwards of $15,000 to more than that. And it comes down to $3,000 on the net cost. And again, the idea with what we do isn't taking you're not having to come out of pocket for the total system cost. The idea is that we're going to take it and put it into a monthly payment. and you own the system. And then whenever you pay that system off, then you never have to worry about a payment again. But that monthly payment, because of all the rebates and all the incentives on the state, federal, and then now the power company level with these batteries, is getting it down to where you're kind of a bill swap again, if not more. But the return on investment is getting crazy for people because it's like 70% off sometimes, like 65% off. And then that monthly payment's just whatever. And then the cool thing about it is with the MLS being updated for solar and the comparable home sales that are coming out, people are getting more and more value for their home whenever they sell it with solar. And now you have the backup power generation as well. So that's just an amazing benefit. And there's so many more benefits. I mean, it's about the time of the year where Ameren is considering doing something like time of use rates, and we have so much renewable energy on the grid. And I'm sure that you've all seen the option or gotten a letter in the mail talking about, oh, you can switch to this rate or that rate. At the end of the day, I feel like in a couple of years, we're all going to be on that rate schedule. And just to explain why. So, you know, we're around 22% renewable energy production in Illinois, or consumption in Illinois. And the idea is that, like, middle of the day, sunshine and winds blowing, you're going to have all this excess generation that you're not necessarily going to be able to use. But then as the sun starts going down and people start coming home from work, and the consumption of power gets higher across the entire state, well, there's a difference there. And what happens is that the power company tries to incentivize people to use power at the times where we have a lot of power. And that would be, you know, in the middle of the day when production is high. And so they'll charge you a lot less at that point. But then when the demand's high for the grid, again, the supply and demand analogy, they start charging you an arm and a leg. So that deters you from washing your clothes at that time. It deters you from charging your car or doing anything that uses a lot of power, turning your air on, all these things. And so that's where we're going. That's because we've seen it in other markets. We've seen it in California. We've seen it happen before. And unfortunately, it's not the best for people. But the idea with this battery is that you're doing the storage. So middle of the day, sunshine, your system's producing more than your home can use. Then you put it in that battery, and then you're able to discharge that battery at night and during the evening. So you're avoiding those costs. So it's a cost avoidance model that we really do. And then you get the backup generation aspect. So even if your power's down for a week, as long as you have sun out there and it's charging that battery, and it depends on what you want to run with it as well. I mean, some of the projections are, even if there was no solar at all, you could run your house for like 60 hours, 50 hours. But it all depends on how much you want to consume and how much you're charging that battery. So there's a model that we kind of show people.
Correct. And again, with the incentives, just to reiterate, very easy math shows that two batteries right now you can have installed and own for less than the cost of having, you know, a generator. Mm-hmm. And so again, there's not just a single cookie cutter way to do this. And depending on what you want to push these batteries to do and what kind of backup you're looking for, that's where our job comes into play, where we help size out what an appropriate system would be for you. But the idea would be that you and your family can have that sanctity of knowing, hey, for the next, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 days, we're going to be online. And so one of the, you know, I would say scariest things is just not having control. And, you know, I don't like the idea of going home and not being able to turn on my lights. And so the idea of having the ability just to know that, hey, it's a matter of just, you'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. And so that goes to with a lot of things, but I would say batteries is absolutely going to be one of the biggest draws for that. And I, again, not to be a broken record, but the incentives are not going to be around forever. And there's going to be a day and a point in time where people want to look into this, or a family moves into their home. And obviously the services will still be there, but the pricing is going to be completely different. And so I do feel like we're in a very, very critical position to be able to show people this information, because again, it's finite. It's not going to be here forever, but most of the people that are looking into this are blown away with, again, whether it's two batteries, four batteries, the numbers are ridiculous right now. And it's very exciting to be able to show that to people.
Absolutely. And we're kind of crawling there. Can't talk today. We're crossing that threshold of want versus need. Mm. You know, it's at the end of the day, with the economy the way it is, and people getting overextended, the cost of goods and inflation and things like that that we're all suffering from, we're starting to cross that threshold to where we need something like a battery and solar instead of just wanting it. You know, for the past 5 years, it's really been a want kind of thing. Mm. But when these power rates start to double again and people start getting overextended, and, you know, we always talk about these average power bills, and your average power bill is $200, $250. But in reality, we know that's not necessarily true, because you're in the summer, you might have a $350 bill, $400 bill. In the winter, if you have geothermal or something like that, you might have a $700 bill. Well, imagine that doubling. Imagine that doubling again. Because that's, unfortunately, places like California where they're at already.
PG&E is definitely notorious for having some of the highest power rates in the country. So if you have any mm-hmm. friends or family out on the West Coast, ask them. I mean, genuinely ask them. Mm-hmm. And you'd find in most cases that even if their house is a little bit bigger and or smaller, damn near for the same amount of power that you guys are consuming, they're spending three times amount or the amount dollar wise. And so it's, I mean, we've been out in California. We've seen what it's like firsthand. And I mean, it is quite scary to see, you know, just a family, two, three kids, no different than what we're operating with here, but to see power bills that are not, it's not uncommon to see a four-digit power bill. And that's, again, the writing on the wall here in terms of what we're doing. Our legislation has definitely nudged us in that direction, you know. And again, there's the good and the bad, the ugly with that as well. But the idea is that it's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And you know, we can scream it from the mountaintops as much as we want, but California was the guinea pig state for us to see this firsthand. And so again, as our coal plants continue to be decommissioned, that is an exact reflection of what happened out there. And if you know, people don't want to wake up and smell that coffee, that's okay, but their power bills will definitely continue to reflect that as time goes on.
Absolutely. And then it comes down to comfortability. People in California, and I was out there visiting my buddy in January. It was relatively cold outside, but he wouldn't run the heat. He wouldn't, you make sacrifices and things when the cost of a good starts to go up so much, right? So you might downsize your car, downsize your house, whatever. It depends on what that cost becomes, right? And or how many sacrifices are you willing to make? And the idea with this, again, is just ease and comfortability and reassurance that you're not going to have to worry or cross that bridge. Everybody in their life has enough things to worry about besides their power bill doubling and becoming higher than a mortgage payment, which unfortunately was the reality of the situation in California.
Absolutely. And again, it's one of those things that, you know, I tell people this all the time. It's not as if though you can't, you know, more times than not, I should say, people aren't struggling to pay their power bill. They know that it's something that they can continue to pay, but that does not change the fact that there is a clear distinction between owning and renting. And this gives you the ability to own your power. And I typically don't feel obligated to have to explain to homeowners why owning something makes more sense than renting something, especially in the long run. And again, whether it be, you know, 60% offset of your power, 80%, or you know, over 100%, having control over what you're consuming and what you're paying for the next 30 to 40 years over one of the few things that a lot of people don't have the option to do. So, I mean, it's, again, the numbers do speak for themselves. Will was absolutely correct whenever, I mean, he said it all comes down to the numbers. Absolutely. But again, for the state incentive, the federal tax credit, both of the incentives through Ameren and along with other tax strategies that are out there, it, again, I feel like that they're aside from 5 years ago, for the love of God, please allow us to show you what we might be able to do for you. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, and I think just to put a pin in the battery thing, two different things. One, as the demand and power becomes too high for the grid to handle it, that's when we start having scheduled brownouts and blackouts, and that's unfortunately the reality of the situation we're walking into as we start getting more and more renewable energy on the grid. And so again, brownout comes, you have a battery, you're not having to worry like your neighbors are about not being able to use your laptop, not being able to cook dinner, like all these things. Again, just ease of life, ease of use. But yeah, at the end of the day, the incentives and everything else that goes into solar is kind of insane, right? So you get a federal tax credit, state level incentive. You have two rebates from the power company. You can also get other tax incentives depending on your situation. And then beyond that, it gets your system cost down to like 70%, 65%, whatever it is, whatever that number is. But again, monthly payment, you're already paying a power company around the same amount of money. If it's a bill swap or even a little bit more expensive, you get backup generation. You get to add value to your home. You have 30-year warranties, not only in the system install, but also the battery. And you get us. You get someone that's going to be there for the long term to make sure that you're taken care of. As these companies come and go so rapidly, we've been here for 6 years and we're not going anywhere. And the idea is that we're going to be here to service not only our equipment, but all the other equipment in the area, because there are so many abandoned people out there that have a system installed and now it's not working because their power or their solar company has gone out of business or left town or just can't get around to it in time. And that's what we preach on. And unfortunately, we can't save everyone. We can only help people that want to be helped themselves. And if it feels too good to be true out there, or you feel like the guy you're talking to or the consultant you're talking to about solar is doesn't have your best interest in heart, you're probably right. Yeah, we just a quick little segue. I ran into a guy at a bar the other day, and he works from a solar company. I'm not going to bash the solar company because it was more the individual, but it comes up to me and he's like, "Oh, I work in solar," and I'm like, "Oh, that's cool, I do too." And I could just tell by his demeanor that he was, trying to get something out of me, and I just wouldn't. I refused to tell him what company I work with, what all we do, and it infuriated him. And he said some very, very interesting things about how he does sales and just the way he's using his communication ability to try to manipulate the conversation we were in. And he was just talking about these old MFers that were signing up and I'll be done in a year. And it's just like there was no interest or care whatsoever for the people that he's serving, right? Quote unquote serving. And it's unfortunate because he has a lot of energy and I know he's going to go out there and sign up a lot of people. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just told him, it's all right, man. We'll be taking care of your systems when your company goes or you go out of town. So it's like we're here for them. You know, it's unfortunate that they're going to have to pay us to go fix something that they already paid for. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're here for.
And I love that about our company. We are the most ingrained in Peoria and Central Illinois. We were the first. We've been here the longest. We do it the best. We do it the right way. Sometimes it's the long way, but that doesn't mean that that's not worth doing. And yeah. I do really appreciate the fact that, again, this is my hometown. And so being a local here, it means a lot to me because, again, I know that we haven't had the pleasure or the opportunity of installing every solar system around here, but we do have the responsibility of taking care of every system around here, whether we installed it or not. And that's not something that every company, actually most companies, are able to say. And, you know, there's a lot of fly-by-night companies. And, you know, to those of you out there listening, again, please, if you've taken the opportunity or the time to sit with, you know, someone that's not necessarily us, the least that we could do is show you what our company is able to provide for you. And there's a lot of discrepancies. And again, we've had other episodes, you know, regarding, you know, what we do differently, but between the equipment that's used on the install, which again, I love to be able to show people the differences here, but I mean, there's such a night and day difference. There's not conduit running all across people's roofs. You know, typically the big nightmarish things that whenever you drive through a neighborhood and you see, you know, I can tell you within a split second whether or not we did an installation. And that's just on the level of aesthetics. That's not even talking about, you know, how clean and well done all the wiring is internally as well. But the warranties that we use to back up our systems, the installation that we do, the team that we have actually helping maintain, and then all the servicing that we provide on the back end as well. Again, you have your own personal dedicated project manager. The same people I signed up 5 years ago are still able to call me and talk to me today. And I do take so much pride in that because that's, again, one of the biggest, you know, complaints or bad taste that people get left in their mouth is they sign up with someone and then in a year, that person's nowhere to be found or heard from again. And I can't tell you how much that isn't what our process is represented of. And so it's, again, it's not the easy way. It's the hard way to do things, but it's also the right way to do things. And I think that our reputation speaks on behalf of that so much now. And I mean, whether it's the Riverman games, the Chiefs games, which have just started up. So again, oh, that's another thing too. We'll see you guys at the Chiefs games. Shout out to the Chiefs for winning the other night. But, you know, we'll have our station set up there. We're, what do we have? It's a signed bat by all the players.
Yeah, this year. Fun out for people that set up appointments.
Yeah, so a quick sidetrack there. If you're ever at the Chiefs game, please stop by our booth. We'll be happy to have a conversation with you. But again, just in terms of that type of local engagement, I've gotten ice cream more times than I'd like to admit so far this year already at Emo's. But again, just seeing our systems out there or our system out there and, you know, cranking away, it was really cool. And so that's, you know, it's easy to be prideful in a company that really puts in the work and is as involved as we are. But it's also not easy to, you know, set the bar that high, I will say.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it, you know, it comes at a cost. If we wanted to do things the easy way, we would have a lot more revenue, a lot more money and be selling leases to people. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. And I know you wouldn't be able to sleep at night if we're just going out there and being scrupulous or using the cheapest equipment possible. Because I truly do believe in solar. You know, it's unfortunate that it has a reputation that it does in some different circles. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing. The numbers and all the little boxes are checked. It can be the best thing in the world for someone. Or it can be a huge liability if you're going with someone who's, you know, not going to be around or doing leases or something like that as well. And it can make it harder to sell your house if you do lease the system. So if you hear anybody having issues, you know, please give us a call. We'll go out and service their equipment. If you're interested at all, you know, as we're sitting here talking, if you watch all 10 episodes before this, you would be very interested in solar. I guarantee it. But beyond that, you know, our consultations are information first. It is to show you what your actual numbers would be to figure out exactly what you would want to run with your house. And it is your decision. There's no crazy sales tactics or anything else. It's just, is this a good fit for you or not? And then we can get you taken care of. You know, information does change day by day in the industry. And that's what I try to preach to all my guys when they're feeling down and out. I'm like, there's always a household somewhere who just figured out something about solar or the power company and is now concerned.
This is true. And I can't say that I've heard more people saying good things about their power bills lately than, you know, not. So again, if there's ever a time to look into it, guys, it was 5 years ago. And I say that semi-jokingly, but again, the information is always going to be as relevant and prevalent as it is today, but it is ever changing. And I will say that, you know, for every 8 to 9 or 10 hurdles we have to jump over, it seems like, in our industry. We get one, you know, really good piece of information or something that's, you know, I would say on our side. And obviously with legislation and whatnot, the incentives are a huge aspect of this. But the fact that, again, we're able to add this additional Ameren incentive right now, I haven't felt this giddy about showing people numbers in quite some time. And that's obviously, again, there's a highs and lows aspect of this job. And that's a lot being said, but I do passionately say right now, guys, that if there ever were a time to look into this, it is absolutely now. Again, with batteries, obviously the solar aspect itself, but then again, the warranties and just the security that the system is able to add to your home, it is phenomenal. And so please give us the opportunity to show you that, because again, it's the security for the next 3 to 4 decades is not something to joke about lightly.
I mean, for real, it's 30 years, right? 30 years warranted. Imagine going back 30 years and buying anything. Like literally anything, it would be cheaper.
I haven't been alive for 30 years yet. So that's, again, my entire lifetime of just, you know, insurance against inflation and just security. And that's, again, it's cool to see the systems that I signed up, you know, 5 years ago that are still rocking and rolling. And I think it's, you know, I remember seeing my first system go up and it was kind of mind blowing because I was like, wow, I made that happen. And now it's, you know, you get a little bit more used to it after doing it for a few years. But now it's really cool because I drive around, whether it be between Morton, Washington, Chillicothe, Peoria, I can't go anywhere without seeing my reckoning and my work, you know, up on people's roofs. But it's cool to see that collective effort. And, you know, us as a company, we've made a tremendous impact on Central Illinois. But, mm-hmm. you know, there will be a day where we can kind of tally up and see, you know, what we've done in totality. And it's just good to know that we've done it, you know, in a secure way. And so, guys, I mean, again, not to put us on a loop here, but if you've been thinking about looking into this, or if you have a home that you know that you would like to add that security to, that's what we're here to do. And again, it's more information based than anything. And, you know, not to be disheartening, but if it's not a good fit for you, we'll also let you know that as well. That's also part of our job. So please don't think that, you know, it's sunshine and rainbows in every situation. There are things that can disqualify you, but that's part of our job. We walk you through that process. We answer those questions and we make it a very simple conversation.
And I think, you know, those out there that are actually listening or watching the whole podcast, you know, you can hear it in our voice, how frustrating it is. You know, we're really just pleading with you at this point to be like, come on, like, look at the numbers, take all the information in and have an open mind and open heart, you know, especially because of what I experienced this weekend. And again, I'm not getting an nitty gritty with that conversation I had with that guy, because it was very derogatory things he was saying about the industry himself. And it really shows what's out there. And this is someone in your backyard and you go around and talking to people. And that hurts me a lot, because again, we're 6 years into this, oldest standing solar company in Central Illinois. And I know that people are out there doing that. I've always known that. And it just breaks my heart, because again, solar can be done the right way. And you know, as we're talking about all this and the changes that happen constantly, right? There's always something else happening. And that would be the Illinois Shines block has filled up for the current block. So what does that mean? The Illinois Shines, or the state level incentive, it is a capacity-based program and a block-based program. So over the last few years, you know, as one of these blocks fill up, it drops down. And the idea is that you're not having to incentivize people as much to go solar, because A, the power rates have gone up a little bit, and then B, more people have gone solar. So it's a little bit more trusted, right? So it's kind of keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. It's just going to keep going that way. And so at the end of the day, it is filled up. There is another block allocated. The funding has just gone down. So, you know, all those listening out there, and it's like on the edge of your seat, just like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to wait a couple more months or this, that, and the other. Well, the people now are going to have now less money from the state level incentive, and it does drop by a decent amount. But again, best day to go solar is always today.
And I do want to touch on that very quickly, just because, again, we can go a lot more into the weeds with, you know, how these programs operate if we're able to make you a design. But something unique about the Illinois Shines program that I want homeowners to understand is the way that Illinois has it structured. And again, you can look at other states and, you know, not every state even has an incentive even set up for this. But like, so Virginia, for instance, they would pay you out an equivalent of whatever they'd pay out in Illinois. But they stretch it out over 15 years and they pay you in small increments. Illinois is one of the few, if not the only state that I know of, that pays you out one giant lump sum up front within, I would say, about a 12 to 18 month period, give or take. But it's all of the money up front, and they're paying you for 15 years of production up front. And that is to help meet our state meet its needs and its mandates that we have coming up in the next 25 years, give or take. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that Illinois is one of the few states that is going to hand you this much money directly up front. And that's, again, just for the state incentive. That's not including the federal tax credit, let alone the other incentives that Ameren's providing right now. And so, again, it's always going to be a case-by-case basis. Everyone's design is unique to their home. But with all these things being entailed right now, it, again, it's ridiculous. And so with that state incentive, I don't want it to seem like, you know, it just went from, you know, like a 90% drop or anything by the way that the block just filled up. It's always going to be, you know, relatively close, but it is less. And that's always, again, if I can help people save as much money as possible, they typically recoup as much from the incentives as possible. And so, you know, a give and take, but it's not like it's gone away entirely. It's been here for a few years. But again, people 5 years ago were retaining a much higher amount from these incentives. So it's just one of those things that the early bird does get the worm.
Absolutely. You know, that's just the case by case basis, and every incentive is going to change. The Ameren rebate, all these things just, you know, are always up in the air. Tariffs, tax, like all of it just keeps happening. So the best way to do it is just to go solar. That way you have that reassurance. And, you know, as we're getting busier and busier this time of the year, getting into the summer, we're always looking for help on that front. And we're always trying to teach young, you know, young people how to communicate better and how to be honest with people and how to overcome objections and overcome life hurdles and rejections and all these things. And, you know, to be a solar consultant with our company is a pretty phenomenal job. You know, we have a lot of fun. We go on company trips. But beyond that, you know, we work together as a team. We go out and help people as a team. And you get to feel good about your accomplishments. And like Austin said, you know, the first time you saw your system go up, you're like, oh, wow, this is something I did. This is something I was able to help that family because I was just sitting there in the right time, right place, and had the communication with them. And so, you know, I'll let you talk a little bit more about that because, you know, as the owner of the company, I don't have too much skin in the game on the rep side of things. But
no, for the consulting side, obviously, you know, you've got to have a grid aspect to it. And there's an energy that you have to be able to bring into someone's home that, you have to be, liquid, flexible enough to be able to adapt to your environment. You have to be adaptable. And that's really one of the biggest things. Obviously, a little bit of wit goes a long way, being able to, you know, rope and dope with people. And, you know, some people are going to be aggressive. Some people are going to be very lighthearted. And just being able to, you know, reflect whatever your environment is. But also, more importantly than that, just being able to be honest and transparent with people. Again, I do treat my job as more as an educational meeting. And if it makes sense, it's a very organic conclusion by the end of it. I don't really feel too obligated to have to ask people if solar makes sense or not, because if it does, it's very transparent. But obviously, there's a lot of malpractices in this industry, and there's a lot of shady tactics that can be easily exploited. And if people choose to do so, it just makes my job a lot harder. And again, I like being able to set myself apart from that, but I would dare say that there's times where you have to be willing to say the hard thing or be upfront with people. And, you know, it gets easier the more you do that, though, because you see the value in it, and as do other people. You know, people can smell BS from a mile away in this industry, and that's never going to change no matter what the product is. But that is something that I do. Again, I'll always refer back to our reputation, but it reflects that very heavily. If I were telling people one thing and then something else were happening, you know, our reviews wouldn't be where they're at. We wouldn't have the reputation on the Better Business Bureau that we do. And again, I don't expect everyone to believe what they see on the internet, but I have a, you know, entire contact list full of people that I've helped, and I'd be happy, you know what I mean? My reference list is ever growing, but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it builds confidence, being able to do this job. I'm able to handle conversations that, you know, 5 years ago, I'd never thought I'd be able to learn. And then it's more so than that as well. I mean, just for people to understand my background, I went to Bradley University for nursing. And so I thought that that was going to be my career path for, gosh, and that's, I mean, again, life is fickle the way that it works out. But I always knew I was going to be serving my community, and I still get that same sense of fulfillment, but it's in a much different avenue now. And I've gotten to learn so much outside of the classroom just by getting my teeth kicked in through this job. And I say that in the sense that
what does that mean, Austin?
No one's gonna lie to you and tell you that this job is just easy coming out the gate. By all means, guys, there is a getting your teeth kicked in aspect. And that is so much, I say that with a, you know, a chuckle, because there's, again, you have to have some grit. But again, what that grit allows you to do later on in life, the skill set transfers to so much more than I think we give it credit for. And we've had guys come in the office and, you know, whether it be a 6 month, year and a half, 2 year, run, no one leaves the same. Everyone always leaves with a little bit more hair on their chest, figuratively. And I love that about our office. You know, it's there's a bit of a sink or swim aspect of the industry, which again, I like, because it pushes people, it lights a fire under your butt. And, you know, for people that truly, truly have that motivation and have a good reason to work, it can be anything, be, you know, family, children, financially, like, I mean, anything that pushes you and gives you a big enough reason why this is a perfect opportunity to be able to push towards something. And, you know, you get to make something a little bit more of yourself. And again, being able to help the community is just, I mean, it only reiterates everything and makes it the job that much more doable. But I, again, what I thought I'd be doing versus what this job has allowed me to do with my life, and, you know, just having ownership over my own time is another huge thing as well. That's a huge, and I guess that'll kind of be one of my final points with this, just because of what it's required, but also one of the biggest rewards that I've gotten through this is the management of one's own time. The amount of self-discipline it takes to be able to wake up and do work yourself on a daily basis is not something that, you know, people hand you. A lot of people, there's comfort in being able to clock in and clock out and know that you have a schedule, and there's comfort in that. And sometimes, you know, that's one of the biggest appeals, but it can also be one of the biggest parts that requires that much attention and discipline. And so, but with that, I've had a huge reward of, as an independent contractor, I quite literally own my own schedule. And that to me is more valuable than almost anything that I could have on my bank account, any car I could drive. It's the idea that, you know, your time is oh so valuable. And then again, and world where everything is about money, I do believe that if you zoom out and look at what's really, really important in life, time is one of those few sacred things that we have. And so the ability to truly have control over my time is something this job has given me. And I, again, it's not easy, it's more earned than anything, no one gives you that. Sure. But it's beautiful, because there's not a lot of jobs that can even remotely offer you something close to that.
Absolutely. And I would say one thing that's unique about our company and, you know, our process as well, you know, we have a junior consultant, and then, you know, just a regular consultant that goes out there and signs people up. And everyone that's in our, or everyone that's ever came into our company starts as a junior consultant. I don't care how much solar experience you have selling this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter to me. You're going to cut your teeth the way everybody else did. That way you can appreciate what they're doing for you, right? So once you graduate into actually consulting, you know what they're going out there and doing. If they're talking to people at a booth, if they're out there knocking doors, whatever they're doing to drum up this information and the interest level for people, you understand how difficult that is. And that's it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, it could be a good summer job for, you know, your daughter or son, or if you're out there and you're looking to make a good bit of money this summer. And it's not easy, but there is money associated with it. Like Austin here has done millions and millions of dollars of revenue for the company because he gets multiple sales every single month and all over the year. You know, like what was last year, 100 installs or something close to that. And that's a lot of revenue. And so the money does fit that kind of bill, but you have to get really good at it. You know, you get way better at your communication abilities. You get to go to fun events and community events that were around. You get to meet people in the community. You get to understand what philanthropy is about. And that's another part of our culture, is giving back. You know, it's showing up and showing out at these events so that way we can help the people that need to be helped. And that's where your dollars stay, is in Peoria. You know, when you go solar with us, we're not taking them and running. We're not going to a different state. We're not hiring people from all these other states. The money stays here locally. And a lot of it is given back to the community as well. So, you know, we're always looking for consultants. We're always looking for young, ambitious people to go out there and make a difference in the world and really, really want to do something for themselves. So if that sounds like you, or, you know, someone that's looking for a position like that and has ambition and, you know, has really good work ethic, we'll teach you the rest. It's just on you to be able to do it all. So yeah, we are absolutely hiring.
Definitely hiring. Obviously having transportation helps.
Right, have a car.
Please have a car. But again, the idea is anyone from any walk of life can do this. We've had engineers. I was in the fine dining industry while putting myself through college. So servers, I mean,
snowboarders.
You gotta have long hair. You know, that's a huge factor with our company. But no, the idea is, guys, that don't count yourself out on something that you might not have given yourself the opportunity or the thought of doing before. Because again, if you have the ability to communicate with people and you can be real with people, that's going to put yourself ahead of way more than our competitors than you would understand. And so obviously, again, the hardest part about this job is just being transparent and honest with people. And that's, you know, something that we can absolutely do because we do it. But unless you've got anything else there, I'd say that that's a fair bit about what we do. And obviously, if you guys have any interest, come in, just chat with us. It's really simple as that. We've got a pretty badass office, so come check us out and we'll show you how we roll. But thank you for tuning in. This is the 11th episode.
11th.
So we are rocking into double digits pretty heavily here. But obviously, the summer is on its way, so the warm weather's coming. The sun's going to be blazing, and I would just feel absolutely silly if I wasn't taking advantage of that giant ball of energy that's just rising up every single flipping day. It's it's so consistent. It just, it's never taken a day off. And yeah. It's probably what the most consistent and abundant energy source we have known to mankind. My gosh. And we just,
well, I'll say you sound a little jaded. It's been a bad week.
I just couldn't imagine that sun coming up every day and me just not taking advantage of making money off of it. If I had a giant open roof, but hey, you know, that's for us to know and you guys to find out. So please give us a call or come check us out. We'd be happy to talk with you, but Will, I'll let you wrap us up.
I'm done, man. You got me cracking up over here. We'll see you on the next episode of the Solar Power Hour. Again, my name is William Grant. This is the lovely Austin Bear. Somebody needs to go solar with him. So he stopped it. It's so stressed out.
Oh,
it's been a rough week.
See you guys.
See ya.